God will perfect that which concerns you. Sometimes it's good that you inconvenience yourself in some areas, move from certain comfort zones to be able to achieve something you want. Praise God. Tonight, very briefly, I'll be sharing with us on creating the right atmosphere in 2021. Creating the right atmosphere in 2021. The truth is, places have different atmosphere. And what is true is that we can be affected by the atmosphere around us. Now, it's almost akin to what happened to cities and nations. There are certain things that are prevalent in certain states in this country, am I right? And you don't find them in some other places. It's simply because there is an atmosphere that generates such things. If you hear from the news today that NAPTIP, am I right, have apprehended 100 ladies for prostitution, check, there's a tribe where 70 or 60 of them will come from. Did I mention any tribe? No. That's the truth. Why is it so? There is an atmosphere that rules in certain places. And if we are not careful as believers, if we don't stand up to create the right atmosphere around us, we may be affected by the atmosphere that is around the place where we have found ourselves. And that's why it's very important. Now, in parenting, we know that children born in the same family don't live under the same atmosphere in their family. That is one mistake parents make. They assume that children born in the same family live under the same atmosphere, but that is very wrong. Are you aware of that? It's very, very wrong. As a matter of fact, birth order on its own creates different atmosphere for children to grow in. One of these days, I'll take my time to be sharing more on birth order. That talks of time or the order of the birth. And that's why you discover that first children have different attitude from last children. Am I right? It's a clear indication that they are not growing under the same environment. As a matter of fact, the first child grows under the environment of exercising dominion and authority. But the younger ones, particularly the last born, is always the one that is there to receive instructions more. So they are not growing under the same environment. If you are not careful to note this as parents, you may assume that they are all growing in the same environment. This can be justified by the fact that there are different character often displayed by firstborn as against lastborns. Am I right? Yes. Firstborns will always have some pattern of character different from the lastborns. It's almost like that in every family. The reason is simple: birth order. Birth order creates a different atmosphere in which these children live in. So don't make the mistake of thinking because you are the father, because you are the mother, and you think all your children are living in the same environment. No. They live in different environment. Nothing more can be the reason for this, if not the different environments they grow in. Basically, there are two kinds of atmosphere every person lives in. We talk about the physical atmosphere and the spiritual atmosphere. These are the two kinds of atmosphere basically everybody lives in. The moment you walk into a hospital, there's an atmosphere there. Am I right? There's an atmosphere there. The same atmosphere there is not the same with what happens when you walk into a fast food. When you walk into a fast food, you are on the mood of merriment, whether you like it or not. But as you are entering a hospital, your mood has a tendency to change. And God help you, you enter a mortuary. Then something goes worse. The moment you enter mortuary and you begin to see people lying everywhere, the atmosphere does what? you know that something is really serious about this life. So these things are all about atmosphere. Atmosphere is defined as the aura around us or the influence around a person. Every person carries an atmosphere. That is spiritually speaking. There's an atmosphere that rules your life. Whether you like it or not, whether you are aware of it or not, there's an atmosphere that governs your life. And you are the one that will decide the atmosphere. Did you hear what I said? Now, that's a simple reason. You may meet someone and some other person may meet the same person, and then this person seems to favor one person more at the expense of the other. It's just because there's an atmosphere that speaks in each of the meeting and each of the persons. Some people carry the atmosphere that generates favor around them, that you can't see them and refuse their requests. But there are some other people that certain atmosphere around them won't even let you want to do something for them. This is how these things work. They are spiritual language. Aura is a spiritual language. In mystic, is defined as a supposed subtle emanation. It is something that generates from us, consciously or unconsciously, that, you know, influences what happens around us. And if we are not in the place of generating the right aura or atmosphere, certain things may not happen around us, no matter how much we desire or wish to see it happen. God has given all of us what it requires to create the right influence or atmosphere around us. And there is good and bad what? Atmosphere. Friends, sensitivity is important to help every believer recognize the atmosphere over his environment and take necessary steps to alter it with the help of the Holy Spirit. The moment you walk into an atmosphere that is not conducive, that doesn't suit with what you want to achieve, by the help of the Holy Spirit within you, you have the ability to alter that atmosphere. Even if what you do does not affect everyone in that environment, it affects you positively. Did you hear what I just said? So by the help of the Holy Spirit, we have the ability to generate the right atmosphere in our lives. And my prayer tonight is that the Lord will help us generate the right atmosphere that will help us this year achieve our dreams and our expectations. Praise the Lord. There was an atmosphere that Joseph generated. The moment he got into the house of Potiphar, it became so obvious. The scripture says Potiphar discovered that God was blessing him because of Joseph. It was the atmosphere he was carrying. As he walked into the house of Potiphar, with that atmosphere, blessings began to drop in the house of Potiphar. And Potiphar recognized it, that this blessing is not coming because of my hard work. This blessing is not coming because of my connections. It is coming because of the presence of Joseph. So what he had to do to increase the degree of the favor, the Bible says he took everything in the house and committed to Joseph. This year, may you generate the right atmosphere that will cause people meet your needs in the name of Jesus. Amen. Even without you asking, as they see you, something begins to happen around them for which they can trace it to your presence and what you have done in their lives. That is how these things function. He quickly took everything and put it in the hands of Joseph. Why do we need the right spiritual atmosphere? One, it releases spiritual authority. The right spiritual atmosphere releases what? Spiritual authority. That was what happened in Genesis chapter 26 and verse 19. The Bible tells us that when Isaac will dig, the scripture tells us that water will come out. Every other person, as at that time in question, there was famine. They had need for water. Everybody who digs don't find what? Water. But the moment Isaac puts his digger and his shovel into the ground, all of a sudden, from nowhere, water surfaces. And friends, believe me, the water was answering to Isaac, not to the ground. There are certain things around your life that can begin to answer to you that anywhere you find yourself, you are able to produce the same results. Other atmosphere inconsiderates. At a time where there was no water anywhere, the moment Isaac puts his shovel, puts his digger, water does what? Come out. And the scripture says when they discovered it, they went and started struggling with it. What the man did was to leave it and move to another place. Because he knew the water was answering to him, not to the ground. He will move to another location. He will dig the same well again. And water will come out. They will struggle for it. The young man will leave it and move again. Until he got to the third place. They dug again. Water came out. And no one came to struggle for it. And he settled there. This year, everything will answer to you. I say everything will answer to you. That is how it works. When we create the right atmosphere, it releases spiritual authority that everything around us submits to us. You see a similar incident in the book of Matthew. When Peter had fished all through the night, the Bible tells us that when Jesus walked in there, he requested that he will use the boat of Peter and preach the gospel. And Peter obliged him. The Bible tells us that Jesus stood by the boat, on the boat, and began to preach. When he was done preaching, he turned to Peter. He said, Peter, launch your nets for a deep catch. And Peter paused for a while. He said, sir, we have toiled all through the night. We have labored all through the night looking for fish, and nothing was caught. And you say I should return again. He said, but nevertheless, at thy word, let me give it a try. And the moment he took the nets and threw into the water, from nowhere, fishes were directed, a whistle was blown for them. All of them headed into the net. And the scripture tells us that he caught so much fish that it was too much for him to carry. Even to the point that he had to beckon on others to come and assist him. And the Bible says when they put it in different boats, their boat began to sink. May God give you such breakthrough that will be more than enough for only you to share. It takes atmosphere to generate it. Believe me, friends, there was no fish literally in that water. For Peter, with his fishing experience, to have fished in a sea all through the night with his experience and caught nothing, and then a crowd of people will come around to listen to the sermon of Jesus. If you know too well, the moment there is noise, fish don't come to the top of the water. They go to the bottom of the water and stay. So even after the noise generated by the crowd that was there, Jesus said to Peter, throw the nets. And the moment he threw the nets, it was heaven that brought fishes and put into the net. This year, heaven will bring things and give to you. What should have naturally not come to you, by divine intervention and creating the right spiritual atmosphere, heaven will bring it in your direction. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive abundance in the name of Jesus. Receive health and healing in the name of Jesus. Receive your marriage, receive your expectation in the name of Jesus. When we create the right atmosphere, it releases spiritual what? Authority. It releases unto us rest for the want of our time. I can't go into all that scripture verses, but when you get back home, search Exodus chapter 33 from verse 14 to 15. We also see that it ushers the glory and honor of God in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 27. It also releases joy into our life in Psalms chapter 16 verse 11, and it brings liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. And very quickly before we rise to pray, how to create the right spiritual atmosphere. That is the most important thing. How do I create the right spiritual atmosphere around me so that everything this year will answer to me? 1. Live a holy life. Live a holy and righteous life. Did you hear what I said? Live a holy and what? Righteous life. When we are living a holy and a righteous life, unconsciously, We are generating the right spiritual atmosphere that will facilitate everything around us to answer to us. Let's see that scripture verse in Genesis chapter 4 and verse number 16. It says, "And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of what? Eden." Cain went out from the presence of God. Friends, sin will always take us away from the presence of God. The more we linger with sin in our lives, the more it drives us away from the presence of God. And when we lose the presence of God in our lives, it becomes naturally impossible for everything around us to answer to us. Are you listening to what I'm saying? It becomes impossible. Two, prayer lifestyle. We must generate a good prayer lifestyle to be able to have everything around us answer to us. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16 and verse 25, the scripture says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately," somebody say immediately. Immediately. Come on, shout it louder. Immediately. Immediately. "All the doors were open, and everyone's bounds were loosed." Time and again, I have told us there is power in prayer. Friends, don't trivialize prayer. Don't take it for granted. There is influence, there is power we generate in the place of prayer. There is an unction we generate in the place of prayer. I've said that what prayer does in you is far more than what prayer does for you. Don't focus yourself on what prayer does for you. Seek to find out what prayer does in you. The more you seek the face of God in the place of prayer, something is happening within you. The atmosphere and the climate of your life begins to change spiritually. That when you give others, you see things begin to happen. That is what prayer what does. Seek to make prayer your lifestyle this year. Seek to make prayer your lifestyle this year. Not the kind of prayer that you pray, and then when there are church services and meetings, you pray. Then when you get back home, you don't pray again. One of the ways to make prayer very, very effective is to be consistent with the timing of your prayer. Did you hear what I said? Be consistent with the timing of your prayer. It's good to pray at all times. But in addition to praying at all times, have a specific time when you meet with God. It's important. And whether you feel like praying or not, when that time comes, get up and begin to pray. Over time, you will develop within you a strength and a capacity that when that time comes, unconsciously, you will just be aware that the time has come. That's what it does. Don't pray only when you feel like praying. And as a matter of fact, when you don't even feel like praying, is even the best time when you should do what? Pray. Because the mere fact that you are not feeling it is a clear indication that there is a hold of the enemy over your life. So you don't need to say you don't feel like praying. Keep a time of prayer. When that time comes, whether you feel like praying or not, get up and begin to pray. Something is happening around you. There's an atmosphere you are generating. There's an atmosphere you are creating. And particularly, the prayer of in tongues. Prayer in what? Praying in what? Tongues. I call it the edification dimension of prayer. Edification dimension of prayer. Prayer of warfare is okay. Prayer of intercession is okay. Prayer of thanksgiving is okay. But the prayer of exaltation and edification, that only happens when we begin to do what? Speak in tongues. The Bible says as we speak in tongues, we are building ourselves in our most precious faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. When you begin to pray in unknown tongues, you are building up yourself spiritually. You are building up yourself spiritually. It helps you create the right kind of atmosphere around your life. Hallelujah. Also be a word addict. Be so much addicted to the word of God. Be so much addicted to the word of God. You know what it means for somebody to be a drug addict? He can't do without it. He can't do what? Do without that drug. In fact, the moment any money enters his pocket, the first thing he is thinking, in fact, before the money even comes, self. One of my pastor friends told me that in one of our churches in Enugu, that at the back of the church, there is this, a place there where people come around to buy, drugs and, those people hang around there. And he told me, he said, if you want to buy things cheap, if you go there, you buy things cheap. And I knew the secret. I said, be careful, police will come one day. It's not just about stealing. Some of those things are their property. But when they need to smoke and there is no money, you see somebody will come with a phone, he bought 20,000. He must have to take something. He may be able to sell it there, 2,000 naira. Just like he will smoke his usual, brand. All their properties get missed. That is where they miss all their property. It's simply because he has become addicted to it. Friends, be a word addict. Get addicted to the word of God this year. That you can't stay without searching the scripture. The moment you begin to position your life at that level, you are unconsciously beginning to generate the right spiritual atmosphere that will make everything answer to you. Praise the Lord. And we talk about true worship and praise. We saw it also in Acts of the Apostles 16:25. The Bible says they began to pray and they began to do what? Praise. When we praise God, when we become a worshiper, something happens around us. There's an atmosphere we generate in the place of true worship that makes everything around us answer to us. That was David. A man of worship. A man of worship. He was so engulfed in it. Worship became his lifestyle. He will play the instrument so much so that even when the evil spirit comes, as he begins to play, he changes the atmosphere and demons begin to do what? Run. Atmosphere invites spirits. Did you hear what I just said? Atmosphere. As a matter of fact, demon spirits are territorial. If you know very much about demonology, they are territorial. They like to live in certain environments. And that was a simple reason when Jesus met a man that was possessed. The demon pleaded with him, said, do not cast us out of this environment. Don't take us away from here. Even though you want us to leave this man, but don't take us away from the environment. Send us into the swine. Because they still wanted to retain the same what? Environment. Environment. They like to retain the same environment. And that's why certain works of the devil is prevalent in certain locations. Because that is where those spirits are. Are you listening to me? That is where they operate. Demon spirits are territorial. There are places they like to stay. Based on their activities, they like to stay in certain places. And the moment they lose their location, it becomes difficult for them to begin to operate. But when there's an atmosphere of worship, you can generate the presence of God and be able to suspend every other influence around you. Hallelujah. And let me end with saying, do the commanded. Do the what? Commanded. The moment we become addicted and obedient to God's instruction, unconsciously, we change the atmosphere around us. We change the atmosphere around us. Because we have become obedient children of God. There's a difference. The Bible says we should submit ourselves to what? God. Resist the devil. And then he will do what? Flee. If we are not submitted to God, resisting the devil becomes a very, very difficult task. Friends, you can create the right atmosphere around you. And the moment you do, in 2021, everything will answer to you. Let's rise to our feet. Just open your mouth in a moment of time and begin to talk to God. You need to create the right atmosphere. You need to create the right atmosphere. There are certain spirits that don't operate in certain environments. The moment you are in charge of the atmosphere where you have found yourself, then you suspend the works of the enemy. Otherwise, these spirits will dwell in that environment and resist movement. There's an atmosphere that can be operational in your life. There's an atmosphere you can generate. Anything you alter, anything you say, the forces of nature answers to you. Anything you say, powers answer to you, because there's a power at work within you. Raise your voice and begin to talk to God tonight. In the-